raise a couple more to the revolution.
We have only three words for you.
Uh-oh.
We're taking over!
The world is alive.
Why not raise a little hay?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another edition of the Q0 Theater Cast. This is your host, Artistic Director Dan Pelletier. Folks, I cannot tell you how excited and just overwhelmed with so many emotions right now I am. Thanks to the fact that we now currently have two shows in production, and I am directing neither of them. This is a momentous occasion for Q0. We're finally taking this huge step forward as a theater company and really just starting to achieve a lot of goals that I set out when I put the company together, back in 2014, when really saw some strongly ambitious things that we could do. And now it's all coming together. And I love it when a good plan comes together. So you're going to be seeing a lot of content over the next couple of weeks, nay, months, hopefully all year, as we are creating so many things. I mean, right now we've got the two main stage shows in works. We got two other main stage shows later this year. We are hoping that, knock on wood, fingers crossed, if things start to improve, we'll be able to start bringing back more and more of our side projects, Guerrilla Shakespeare, Playwright Circle, do some more interviews, create some video content, maybe even add some new things. Who knows? But so, I've rambled on enough, trying to avoid getting emotional. But, with today's episode, I've got something, a fun little treat for you. So as I said, we've got two shows in rehearsals now. And our second show being Puffs, being directed by a first-time stage director. And I had the good fortune of catching Christy immediately after our first auditions so I could get her thoughts and feelings regarding of just how different being behind the table as a director directing a straight play could be from any other experience that she had had, as well as her own expectations. I'll let the interview speak for itself, so I'm going to throw it on back to my past self and let you guys enjoy hearing this first-time director's thoughts about the auditioning process.
All right, so we literally just wrapped up first night of auditions, Christy, for Puffs. As a first-time director, talk to me about how it went, what you experienced, surprises, things that went exactly how you thought they went, things that went, holy crap, I never thought of that. I know being behind the table is so different from, being an auditioner. So just talk to the people. What was it like your first time being on this side of the table as a director?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. A show like Puffs, I feel like you have an opportunity to not have such a structured audition. What's the word I'm looking for?
Format,
yeah. So I feel like, I had them come in and I gave out sides and I said, hey, here's the very flexible agenda. We're going to do this one group scene together with all the Puffs and different characters and then just flipping around those characters and then having every actor come up and have their monologue. And then at the end, we did kind of an improv game. We did party quirks. Who's to say I'm not going to do the same thing tomorrow or the next day? And maybe I'll pick a different improv game. But it was really interesting to see the different takes on these characters because, I go in, obviously everyone goes in with a certain mindset of like how you want something to look. And then someone comes in and reads something and you're like, oh, didn't think about it getting read in that way. And so it's really interesting to kind of be flexible in that way. And from someone who has auditioned before, definitely kind of gives me like, this is good technique for when I go and audition for a show next time to be more relaxed or to, make a bolder choice or to be more out there because it definitely gets you noticed in a good way sometimes.
Yeah, did you? Did anything stick out as like a misconception you had about this aspect of, you know, adjudicating an audition, that like as an actor you thought, oh, they're looking for X, Y, and Z, and tonight you learned, oh no, that doesn't matter at all.
It was interesting because, yes, a couple females who came in said, oh, I want to read for Mr. Voldy. And I didn't even consider that, because typically that part is played by a male actor. And they killed it. Both of them killed it. And I thought it was really funny. And I thought it was a different take on that character. And it kind of takes me a step back to kind of be like, oh, I could cast this as a female actress. And, you know, so that was kind of interesting. And then, you know, when you think about like, oh, maybe I want a certain age for the students. And then someone comes in who's a little bit on the older side and just nails some of the students. And I go, wow, okay, well, age is a number.
Mm.
Honestly, like they came in and I could put them as any student and they would fit right in as that student. And that, you know, that kind of brings a whole other diversity to the cast in general. So I'm really excited about what's going to come out of my casting.
So you've music directed before. This is your first time, you know, stage directing, you would say, to differentiate them. What was the biggest difference between, you know, what you normally look for, like when you're looking for as a music director and you're more looking at vocal range and, you know, that kind of fit versus now just looking at acting fit?
Yeah. it is very different because as a music director, you know, obviously seeing what their range is, what their pitch is, how well they can follow pitch, how well they can follow a line of music. If, you know, obviously I'm a big advocate of you don't need to read music to sing music. But if they are good at taking direction as far as like, oh, we're on this measure, we're at this phrase. And then as a director, it's kind of similar. So it's like, oh, I need you to read this like this at this part. And definitely this night one, I will be doing more of that in callbacks or night two to kind of see, you know, oh, can they take direction more in this manner?
Mm. So just gut feeling from night one, have you found that, you know, evaluating talent from a director standpoint is easier or more difficult than evaluating from a music director standpoint, or is it just different?
It's harder.
Yeah.
Man, like some of these people came out and I was just, you know, sometimes you have a preconceived notion of what they can do because you've been in shows with them previously and they just come out and nail a part that you're like, huh, I didn't even consider you for that part. And it's so different because, yeah, when you're at a singing audition, it's like it has to be precise. And with acting, it does not have to be that precise. It's much more flexible.
There's less room for interpretation and wiggle room for the music. You know, like if the range is what it is, it's
right.
What it is.
Exactly.
There might be a little bit of, oh, can I stretch this person, right? I mean, right. I'm not a music director. I'll never be a music director. I have nothing but admiration and respect for my music directors. But just, you know, I feel they are different arts in that sense. And it is a very different evaluation.
It really is.
Which is why I normally default when somebody, like when I'm auditioning a musical, I don't even pay attention to the pitch you're singing. I couldn't tell you if you sung on key. I just like to trust my music director and go, hey, can they sing this part? Great.
Right.
Yeah, like I was more, you know, I'm just paying attention to the acting. And you know, it's different when you're doing a straight play, right? Because there is no singing.
Right.
So everyone's just paying attention to
the
acting.
Much more subjective.
Yeah.
No, objective.
No, subjective.
Subjective.
It's subjective interpretation of objective qualities.
That's right.
So, like, would you already say, like, just from, I mean, we're seeing more actors tomorrow, then you're calling back some of them on Tuesday, and ideally we'll have a cast by Wednesday. But, like, already, like, what has changed for you just in these short 3 hours?
Oh, that's a good question. I feel like I'm seeing The fact that, there was so many people that came out today that are so interested in the show, I seeing it come together is mind-blowing to me. Because at this point, it's just been a concept. I've been, like, slowly working on, like, creating props. Reaching out to people being like, hey, I'm doing this thing. Come audition. You know, not like promising anyone anything, but just kind of being like, hey, I'm doing this thing. Come audition. Like,
yeah. I'm thinking to a quote, and God, I wish I could remember who it was. I want to say it was whoever directed the original Broadway production of The Odd Couples, but the director's wife sat in on auditions when they were, you know, trying to put the show together, and she turned to Neil Simon and the director and remarked, just like, huh, you guys don't really have to cast the show. The show casts itself.
Really? Yeah.
Like, people kind of just fall into the parts as they're going, and when they start playing with each other. And right. I think you'll even see more of that at callbacks that, right. You know, you might go in with, like, two or three options, but you really are looking for how well this puzzle comes together and mm-hmm. what clicks. And eventually, I mean, sometimes you do either. You either have an absolute tie where you're going to flip a coin, or sometimes you unfortunately do have a time where you just don't have anybody to play that part. But right. I think, you know, with what we saw tonight, you're going to have the opposite where, I think you're now going to be more testing chemistry and right. fit. And
I saw a lot of versatility tonight.
Which is great. You love versatility.
But it makes my job a lot harder.
Oh, 100%. It's the best problem to have is to have versatility and that wiggle room. At the same time, you know, you do have to make a decision, which I usually say, make your callback list with your gut and then make your cast list with your head.
I love that.
Yeah, I think, like, tonight, like, I mean, for me, you know, you asked me to just kind of give you some feedback on, like, what I would do and whatnot, but I just gut wrote down, call back this person for this person for this person for this.
And I agreed with
you. Yeah. Yeah. And then on Tuesday, you're going to test to see if that person actually does fit into these.
Right.
As well as, again, how do these people fit together?
Right.
You know, you can have the most perfect Romeo and the most perfect Juliet, but if you don't believe that they're in love, they're not going to work, right? So you've got to find that chemistry and whatnot.
Right.
Was there anything that went exactly how you thought it would go, or was it everything just kind of slightly different than you expected?
It was, I mean, obviously I went in with an agenda of here's how I want to run the audition. So that went according to plan. So everything was very timely. I got people in and out in the time given, which is very important to me. And I think that went as planned, and then everything else was just, I went in super organized and then paperwork everywhere, and I got myself back organized, and we're ready for tomorrow.
Yeah. I equate it to, like, coaching football.
Yes.
You know, game plan, throw it out, and you gotta be in the moment.
Exactly. Like, at some point, I wasn't taking notes, and I was just watching because I was so enamored with what was happening, and then I was like, oh, I hope someone took notes on that.
Yeah, well, again, that's why my notes just are like, this person, call back for this.
Yeah.
And then I might write just like, you know, good versatility, brought angst.
Yeah.
Played a lot with their, you know, played, motivated their things with their gut, which, you know, I place characters in three places. They're either, you know, everybody's either a head, a heart, or a gut, and then just so, like, you know, I like to have that because then I can, you know, pair them up with characters right. for that. So, like, already, is there anything you'll change for your approach for tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, the biggest thing I think I learned from tonight is to, like, I gave everyone a lot of sides and a lot of different options, and I did give some direction to see, if we have the two headmasters, headmaster one, I should see two different characters.
Yeah.
So I gave very vague direction, and I think night two, I want to try and give some very specific direction to say, oh, well, why don't you try this like this, or try this with this physicality? Mm-hmm. Just to kind of see that, because I don't think I got to see enough of that today.
Hmm.
So we're going to try that tomorrow.
Yeah, it's very important. Being able to take direction is a huge, hugely important thing.
Correct.
Hey,
Hello, Q0 fans. Q0 business advisor and performer Jake Ranlett here, interrupting your regularly scheduled podcast to talk about Q0 sponsorship and membership. As I'm sure you know, theater is really expensive, and we cannot survive on ticket sales alone, which is why we have these two awesome programs that not only allow Q0 to continue to revolutionize the performing arts scene in New Hampshire, but has incredible benefits for you as well. Sponsors get their name and logo in our playbill, on our posters, mentioned in our podcasts, listed on our press releases, and so much more. We go out of our way to make sure everyone knows about you and thanks you for helping make Q0 possible. We also have our membership program for individuals who want a little bit more bang for their buck and a lot more Q0 in their lives. We have 10 different levels of membership, starting as low as $2 a month. Every level of membership comes with awesome perks, such as early access to the Q0 Theater Cast, discounts on tickets and merchandise, exclusive behind-the-scenes video content, the ability to read our new works blog, and so much more. The more you give, the more you get. If you want to be a vital part of the Q0 revolution, head on over to cztheater.com and click the Support CZT link to become a sponsor or a member today. And now, back to the podcast.
You know, is there anything you'd say, you know, I'm hoping that will inspire a lot more people to put themselves out there. So is there anything you'd say now, having experienced just night one, to somebody that's considering directing, like to help them or encourage them or even, you know, guide them away from a mistake you might have already made?
I would say, you know, always, like, if you're on the fence about directing because it's scary, yeah, like, or just go in really prepared. So the thing that I would do differently this upcoming time would, or if I direct again, would to be to make sure I have an obscene amount of copies for my sides. I did not make enough copies because I kind of figured I'd have small groups and kind of turn in people in and out of those groups. And then, you know,
I always feel like I'm wasting so much paper with sides, right? But if you don't, then you, people are sitting around with nothing to do.
Right.
So, yeah, it's
so I wanted to make sure that people are sitting there, make like reading sides and then getting prepared to present that side. But then I didn't have enough for everyone, especially who came group one of tonight. There was a lot of people. That wasn't so much of an issue moving on through the night. But moving forward, I will make sure I have plenty of sides.
So here's a statement I always make, and actors never believe me, especially more so with musicals. I always tell them, I know exactly what you can do in 7 to 10 seconds. Mm. And yes, your song or your monologue might be a minute or two long, but I know what you can do that quickly.
Right.
And maybe if I've seen 1,000 auditions, I've been wrong 5 times.
Right.
Did you experience any of that tonight?
Or
like, were you just like, what, like, you know, it clicked that quickly? Or
yeah, I feel like if I gave an actor, an actress, like, oh, hey, read these like 5 or 6 different sides, and there was one character in those 5 or 6 sides, I was like, yes, that's a good fit for that character. And like, sometimes that side just fell flat for that character. But it was interesting. Yeah, it was interesting to kind of see. I would call that person back to see more of this, and not a, and or oh, I would like to see more of this, but I'm on the fence. So yeah, that was interesting.
Good. Oh, well, I'm glad it went so well. I mean, we had great turnout. We had some great talent. I'll be interested to see what shows up tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll probably pair this with your thoughts after callbacks.
Yes.
And then we'll, you know, this definitely won't be out before the cast list, so it won't be, hopefully there's no surprises or anything. But
this is in the past.
Yes. So any final thoughts on just your first time being, evaluating just acting?
Yeah, I think everyone goes into an audition really nervous, and like knowing how I am and how nerving it can be, it's like it can also be such a fun process. And like, you know, especially for a show like Puffs, obviously it depends on the show, right? If it's a more serious play, you come in and it's more serious tone. But I wanted to bring out that this is going to be a fun time. It's going to be a good time. And, you know, as a director, that's all I want is for my actors to enjoy themselves, to laugh, to, you know, not take mistakes or, you know, anything like that so seriously, and laugh at yourself and, you know, hopefully have a good show.
Excellent. Well, look forward to the rest of this week, and getting you guys started on this show while I'm working on Deadly, and then I'll be interested when I get to jump back in and see some things, how you guys have progressed. But just from this first night of auditions, I know we're going to have a great cast. I think you could cast the show 2 or 3 times with the talent that's come out.
100%.
So you've got a good...
overwhelming.
Yeah, you have a challenge ahead of you, but I'll do everything I can to help you with that.
Thank you.
Christy is always just a wonderful interview, and I'm glad we were able to get that down, in the immediate afters of the auditions. And surprise, the cast does turn out to be phenomenal. So we'll be doing some follow-up interviews with her, interviewing Crystal, our Deadly director, interviewing the performers in both shows, so you can get to know who they are, both as people and as artists. And we're going to be putting together a very impressive season, doing everything we can to pull back the curtain and get you excited about theater as we hashtag restart the arts. Want to give a huge shout out to our Patreon supporters, specifically our benefactor members, Lori Pelletier, Joey Martin, Cassandra Durand. We could not make theater without your support, as well as the support of all of our Playbill sponsors. Give a huge thank you to them. If you come see a show and see an ad, next time you see that business, give them a thank you. Because again, we cannot make theater without them. Theater is a very expensive endeavor. As well as our home and our new partner who have been very good to us, Granite State Arts Academy. If you know any high school students or soon-to-be high school students out there that are looking for a great place to learn and grow as both a person and as an artist, you should send them to Granite State Arts Academy. I hear that theater teacher there is a pretty awesome dude. So I've rambled on long enough. Make sure you get your tickets for Deadly, as well as Puffs, already on sale on our website. Do not wait. Both of these shows are going to be very in demand, and you're going to want to get seats early. That's all I've got for today. Thank you all for listening. One final time, this is Artistic Director Dan Pelletier. And as we always say, support local theater and join the revolution.